This is JIS News. Coming up, bushfire in Mavis Bank area under control. Transport sent to be constructed in Linstead, St. Catherine, and police post for Spanish Down Transport Center. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, says ongoing firefighting efforts in the Flamsteed area of Mavis Bank, St. Andrew, have resulted in the fire being brought under control. Director of Information and Training at the ODPEM, Cheryl Nichols, says according to reports from the Jamaica Fire Brigade, if wind conditions remain favorable, no further spread of the fire is expected. Speaking in an interview with JIS News Friday, she said the JFB is on site carrying out extinguishing efforts. The Jamaica Defense Force has also been conducting aerial spray of the area.
We expect the operation to continue into tomorrow. We should be having an aerial reconnaissance tomorrow, and from there we'll be able to make a more up-to-date assessment of where things are.
In the meantime, ODPEM is advising members of the public to continue to exercise caution in the Flamsteed area and where possible to avoid the location. Firefighters have been battling a major bushfire in the Mavis Bank area that has spread over several acres, causing extensive damage. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has warned that if reports of child abuse persist, the government will take a serious look at amending the laws relating to offences against children. She says her administration will be looking to implement stiffer laws for persons found guilty of abusing children.
I'm making a special appeal to parents. Careful. This abuse thing continues. We are going to have to look at laws to protect our children, to strengthen the laws that impact the lives of our children. I am not going to stand for the abuse of children anywhere in this country.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was addressing the launch of the Social Development Commission's SDC Local Economic Development Support Program in Ocharia Centan on May 7. A contract valued at over $38 million has been signed for the construction of the Linstead Transportation Center at 23 King Street, Linstead, St. Catherine. The contract was signed between the Transport Authority and Black Brothers Incorporated Limited. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and Member of Parliament for the area, Robert Pickersgill, says the construction of the Linstead Transportation Center will increase access to public transportation services for the over 7,000 residents of Linstead.
In time, the farmer from Wakesfield, the vendor from Yorton, the teacher from Linstead Primary School, and our children from all over will have an easier and more comfortable experience moving goods and traveling between districts and communities. And I anticipate that when the Linstead Transportation Center is complete, the commute in this area will be safer, more reliable, and more efficient.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the contract signing ceremony in Linstead on Thursday. He says a centralized terminal facility will provide a more organized public transport system and ease congestion in the town, particularly during peak hours. And a police post is to be established in the Spanish Down Bus Park as part of long-term measures to tackle the upsurge of crime in the St. Catherine North Division. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the operations of the bus park will also be overhauled to tackle extortion.
We have to ensure that the revenues that it generates goes back into the revenues of the council and goes back into the communities in a legitimate way, not to support criminal activity. The operator of the park has offered us one of the shops to become a police post so that there will be a permanent police/military presence in the bus park.
A working group involving key stakeholders has also been established. It is being chaired by Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake. Other security measures being considered for the bus park and surrounding areas include the installation of CCTV cameras. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.